Blog Talk Radio.
Not a second or another minute, not an hour or another day, but at this moment with my arms outstretched, I need you to make a way as you have done so many times before. Through a window or an open door, I stretch my hands to thee. Come rescue me, I need you right away. I need
God, praise God. God is good all the time. And today you're listening to Lush Radio Online, presents Lush Radio Gospel. Today, I just want to thank all of our sponsors, all of our listeners. I want to give praise to our sponsors who are Diverse Media Group, LLC, along with StrictlyBump1.com and MissSusie.com. Street Queens, the movement. Definitely support them in all that they do. God bless all of those who can take the time out to come and listen and get their praise on. Remember, if you want to find God today and you want to give yourself and you feel like you've been living in sin and you feel like you just want to come to God and accept Jesus Christ as your Savior, call in at 347-826-7722. And we can do personal prayers for you if you want us to today, or pray for you for your family. If you have prayer requests or anything, go to www.lushradiogospel.ning.com and put your prayer request in. And I want to give thanks to our Calvary Missionary Baptist Church. Today, we're talking about thou shalt not judge. A lot of times we find ourselves judging people. Maybe you might judge them because of their hair, because of their clothes, because of, you know, just they might speak a different way than you speak. They might, you know, do things differently than you do, but we judge them. Maybe they don't have enough money, or they don't make as much as you do. Maybe they don't drive the same car you drive. Maybe they're black, or maybe they're white, maybe they're Hispanic. Maybe their values are totally different than yours. And it's thou shalt not judge today. Why do we judge each other? That's the question. God made us, and we were born in flesh. Flesh is never perfect. But for some reason in our mind, sometimes we think we are perfect. God made us of his vision of him. But still, we are still have our own flaws. If God made us perfect, then we will be up there with him, not here on earth. We're not perfect, but we judge each other all the time. My thing to you today is stop judging one another. We all breathe the same blood. We all breathe the same air. And we all worship one God. And we are all his children. We need to stop judging people. Thou shalt not judge. What does that mean to you? Call in and let us know. 347-826-7722. Thou shalt not judge. When we come back, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to let you guys listen to the scripture. And I will talk more about thou shalt not judge. Because we judge each other too. We judge each other too much. And actually it's not good for us to sit around and judge each other. Because we don't know each other's background or what we've been through or anything. When we come back from the song, we'll talk about thou shalt not judge, and we'll talk about more about that after we play. The storm is over now.
Help me say,
oh, what cloudy day.
There
Yes, Lord, praise God, and we're back again on Lush Radio Gospel. And this is your host, Lush. Basically, judging. Have you ever found yourself just judging an individual for no apparent reason? Just because the color of their skin or any different? There's no reason for us to judge each other if we don't know what kind of life they've been through. People walk in and we judge them, but you never know if they're a messenger of God. We should never judge each other because we are all the children of God. Some people don't like me because I laugh or smile too much. Some people don't like me because I like to be assertive and I like to do what I have to do in order to basically get the job done. Why should you judge if you don't know the reason why they are the way they are? You must go to the core of it before you judge. Judging a book by a cover basically can cause you to basically have a misconception of what the individual is and what they are about. God is good all the time, and I give God praise all the time of everything that he does. You know, and definitely is a blessing to be here on this show today. You know, and if you want to find yourself and, you know, embrace God as, you know, your Savior, call in at 347-826-7722. And in Matthew, in the New Testament, 6, chapter 6, 7, it says, judge not that you be not judged, for with what judgment you judge, you will be judged. And with the measure you use, it will be measured back to you. And why do you look to the speck in your brother's eye, but do not consider the plank in your own eye? Or how can you say that your brother, let me remove the speck from your eye and look and plank into your own eye? Hypocrites, first remove the plank from your eye, and then you will see clearly to remove the speck from your brother's eye. Do not give what is holy to the dogs, nor cast your pearls before swine, lest they trample them under their feet and turn and tear you in pieces. Basically, they're stating, you know, in the state of basically, if you judge somebody, you'll be judged yourself. And before you go judging somebody, you're not all that perfect yourself, you know. Before you cast a stone on anybody, look into your heart and see, are you, you know, walking in the right path? Are you, you know, righteous? Are you doing what you're supposed to do by God? Before you go ahead and say, oh, you're a heathen or this, that, and the third, and you're not doing what God wants you to do, are you doing what God wants you to do? Judge yourself first before you judge another person. Thou shalt not judge. If you do not know what is going on with the individual, if you do not know spiritually, you know, if you're walking in the right path of God, then there is no way that you can judge anyone else. Judging. Stop judging one another. Instead of judging, try to find out exactly what's the situation, what brought them to the way that they are, you know, and basically try to help them find their way to God again. And be a friend other than someone judging them for who they are. Know God for what he is. Find that connection with God and know him. He is a good God all the time. And I have to give him praise and say that God is good.
I'm going to just ask her to come up and just take us back if she doesn't mind. Regina Bell, would you come up and just bless us tonight? Come on and greet with me, Marty. Grammy Award winner, Regina Bell!
Praise the Lord. God is just good. God is just good. Did you hear what I said? God is just good. I need about three more witnesses to just testify with me when I say that God is just good, and he's good all by himself. Here's an old song that my brother wrote for me. We're going back to the old show. I just need y'all to clap your hands for me. Can we do that?
I know that God, my God, God is good.
God bless y'all. Thank y'all so much.
That's Regina Bell right there giving God praise. And if you didn't know what you're listening to, I'm going to let you know that you're listening to...
You're listening to Lush Radio Online. Lush Radio Online.
Like I said, God is good all the time. And you got to learn not to judge people. You got to accept people for who they are. And, you know, at the end of the day, we realize that, you know, I think the hardest thing for us as individuals is to know that people are not like us. People are different. People come in different shapes, fashions, and forms, different creeds, different races. And we need to learn not to judge them. And we need to accept people for who they are. You know, because we don't know their backgrounds. We don't know how they were raised, their family values, before we come to judging people. We need to learn to love all children of God and accept them for who they are. Sometimes you might even need to love them from afar. But remember, God is good and he always makes a way no matter what. And if you want to accept God into your life, you know, just find a place in your house and just call upon him and he will come into your life. Remember, God never turns his back on you. Sometimes we might just go astray. But there's always a way to come back to that path with God and learn God and know God for who he is. And I challenge you guys to go on your spiritual journey sometime this week or this month and fast. Go into a fast and go into deep prayer about whatever it is you want in life. You know, you want a new car, you want your business to, you know, kickstart, you want this new job, whatever you want and whatever you're looking for that you want God to help you with. I want you to go on a fast and go into deep prayer and ask God for whatever it is. Go to him sincerely and honestly about whatever it is, and God will make a way. I promise you. God is good all the time, and I give him praise. And you know what? Sometimes in life, we can't do everything ourselves. Sometimes we try to see if we can control our own fate ourselves, but it doesn't always happen like that. You know, so with God, you know, you have to ask God to help you. God to help you in a way. God to ask him, can he make a way for you when you feel like there's no way? And you ask God for that change and that help. And you lay it on the altar wherever you have, even if it's in the corner of your room. Just get down on your knees and pray to him and tell him and ask him, God, I need this. I really want to, you know, be able to provide. I want to be able to have financial substance in my life. I want to be able to, you know, get my education, but I don't know how. I want to be able to provide food on my table for my kids, to be able to get this new car, be able to get this new house, God. Everything that you want to do, you just ask God for it, and he'll make a way. You just got to ask God and put it in his hands and trust in him, for he is a good God, an awesome God, and without him there is no us. God is good all the time. I give him praise no matter what. Some of us are skeptical. But remember, God is good all the time no matter what. And I give him praise once again. And I want to thank our sponsors, StrictlyBump1.com, Fashion That Matters, and they're also, you know, giving back to the community. Also, I want to give a shout-out to Street Queens, the movement. Always trying to do positive things for the community. And I also want to thank the ConsultingGuy.net, National Street Buzz, all our affiliates that deal with us for basically coming and supporting us today. And I want to say a prayer today for all those out there, for our listeners, and for all those who are just going through the struggles and going through the pains of life. Basically, I want to ask everybody to basically bow their heads today and say, just basically I ask God for everybody to bow their head today and say, God, you are awesome God, a wonderful God, and I give you praise, God, today. Whatever that we are going through today, God, you always give us the strength that we need. When there is no way for us, you always, you are a good God, an awesome God, God. And I ask you to please bless all of our listeners, our families, our friends, and everybody within our networks, and basically give them a clear mind, let them focus on whatever they want in life, God, and give them the strength that they need in order to take care of what they need to do in life, God. God, I ask you for anybody out there who's basically trying to look forward for their business, put your blessings on them for them to achieve whatever goals they want to. Those children or people out there that want to further their education, God, I ask upon you to basically give them the strength and the will and determination in order to complete whatever goal that they have strength, God. Watch over the children definitely that are out here, God, that no weapon, shape, or form prosper against them, God. Please watch over me and my family and make sure that, you know, all of the blessings and everything that you have for us, God, that they come directly to us, God, and that you shine your love and your spirit on us, God. Asking you for Renesis, our cousin that was injured in a fire, God, to basically give him a speedy recovery. You know what I'm saying, is going on with him in the hospital, God, that he has a speedy recovery. Along with Bump, he was suffering from a flu cold, whatever ailing him, to basically take that away from him, God. Miss Susie and MJ, watch over them and let them bless them with whatever is going on in their life, you know what I'm saying? Let them be plentiful and blessed and in abundance. And everybody, the street queens, watch over them, let them be safe. And to all those people out there that are going through cancer or illnesses, whatever it is, God and Jesus cured the leper, so Jesus and God can cure you. Whatever it is, put your strength in God, and he'll make a way when there's no way. And in God's names we pray. Amen. Thank you, God. Thank you, everybody, for coming through and definitely supporting us. And, you know, sometimes you just need to call on him and say, you know, I need you now, you know. So I got to get this over once again. This is Smokey Norfolk. I need you now. Love all of y'all. Keep God first. And God bless. Jesus officially, God stand.
Not a second for another minute, not an hour, another day, but at this moment with my arms outstretched, I need you to make a way, as you have done so many times before. Through a window or an open door, I stretch my hands. Come rescue me, I need you right away. I need you now, I need you now, I need you now, I need you now. Not another second or another minute, not an hour of another day, but Lord, I need you right away. If I never needed you while I was yet searching the world for more, the truest friend I have indeed, you're my best friend, I know in need, I stretch my hands to thee, come rescue me, I need you right away. Be strong, Lord.
feelings of guilt, hurt, shame, and defeat. The waves of trials that beat upon me. But to know, Lord, that in you I've got victory. I need you now, Lord, I need you now. Oh, I need you right now, right now, right now. I need you now. Oh, not another second, not another minute, Lord. Hey,